this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with today's selection. We often tell our medical students that as they prepare for a career as a physician, as a professional, that it's so important for them to listen to their patients talk. I have a poem I'd like to read today in which a mother seeks to explain the autism of her son. Now, it's obvious that the physicians are the experts in autism, but I would also say the mother is the expert in her son, what she fears, what she feels. And I think when my med students read this poem, they have an insight into how autism feels. This is by Barbara Crooker. It's called Autism Poem Number 20, The Knot Garden. In my son's brain, sounds travel on a difficult journey through cortex and cerebellum, arrive with distortions, different clusters of word associations, as if they were travelers hacking their way through a hedge or a thicket in unknown territory. We're never certain that what we say arrives at the station on time, the train screeching its brakes, discharging passengers. Autism's a labyrinth of false twists and turnings, blind passageways, spirals that lead nowhere. Here, chevrons of geese wedge their way across the sky each autumn. They know where they are going, have purchased tickets marked south. Our route is more circuitous, two steps forward, one step back, a knot garden where the possibilities diminish as the years branch on. Too soon we'll arrive at the alpine altitudes where the vegetation's scarce, the flowers tiny but exquisite, the foliage barely visible.